You know, one of the things that I want to admit to as well is this. You know, one of the reasons that I really like apologizing to people and asking forgiveness when I've messed up is because I know the problems that it can cause people when they're offended by something that someone has done, whether it's you, me, brother, sister, whoever. We can hold grudges. We can really just lock in on, oh, no, that person messed up. Ooh, that person did this. Ooh, that person said that. And we can hold things, just hold them and hold them and hold them. And it does so much harm to the person who's holding on to that negativity, who's holding on to that grudge. And for my part, it bothers me to know that I did something that got that person in that state. Now, there are times when people just assume some things. They assume we're doing this. They assume we did that. They don't know the whole story. And sometimes they take what little bit of information they do have and draw conclusions that are sometimes very, very flawed conclusions. But they take their conclusion as truth, as absolute fact, and they hold that grudge. Sometimes people just make the mistake of realizing, hey, you know what? I probably need to have a conversation with so-and-so about such and such so that I can get a better idea of what was really going on. I know sometimes, you know, we can be channel surfing, for example. Something comes up and on a show that we're watching because we don't know what the show is about. But we look a little bit at the description or the title of the show or the movie, whatever it is. Hey, this might be pretty good. And sometimes stuff shows up that you didn't know was coming. Sometimes you say things and you mean it one way. You truly mean it one way. You had no intentions whatsoever of hurting the person, of angering them, of you weren't trying to be ugly in any way. And you're just as puzzled by the person's reaction to you as they are upset about what you said. And you're trying to figure it out. Wow, what was that all about? And sometimes if you ask the person, they may help you understand what they got upset about. They may be so upset. They don't try to help you understand what they're upset about. They just stay upset. I'm saying sometimes, you know, we just, there's not so much that one person can do to try to get things turned around when a relationship has turned sour for whatever the reason. But I just want to encourage, hey, let's do what we can do to get things turned around. And in the process, let's all remember mercy. Let's all remember mercy. Let's all value mercy. Not only receiving it, but giving it. It is truly one of the best gifts that humans can give each other. You think I'm kidding? If I had done something wrong, and I really needed mercy, and you offered me $100 or the mercy, I could only have one or the other, but not both. I'm telling you, give me the mercy. That mercy can do so much. I've done something wrong. I want that relationship made right. That $100 will not do that for us. But the mercy will. I've done you wrong, and you can extend mercy and forgive me, or you can give me $100. Give me your mercy. You keep your $100. Give me your mercy, please. We're talking about, and look, here's the thing. Just like I said, I don't like the idea that I've done something and or said something that has offended someone, because I know that very often people hold grudges and it works against them. There's that grudge, they're holding up that grudge, is doing negative stuff to their souls. And eventually, it can cause problems for their bodies. And I don't want that for them. Now, on the other hand, I know that if they extend mercy to me, we both win. Because not only is something good happening for me, but something good is happening inside them. Yeah, that mercy is, that's a gift. It is a gift. Ladies and gentlemen, let's please be merciful to each other. Husbands and wives, mercy. 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 All right, we're talking about building relationships as we pursue our goal of experiencing happiness. And they're recommending that we nurture our relationships and enjoy them. Relationships are one of the biggest sources of happiness in our lives. Husbands and wives, and this is not the only relationship that matters. I admit that. And so I'm going to focus on husbands and wives right now. But I also want you to think about this in the context of child and parent, brother and sister, whatever context you want to put it in, co-workers, fellow worshipers, whatever context you want to put it in. I'm just simplifying this. I'm narrowing it down to husband and wife just so that we can kind of see this unfolding, so that we can appreciate the way this works. A husband and wife who have made the decision that they love each other. One of them does something very, very, very bad. Very bad. Maybe they both do something wrong. And they're upset with each other for a while. Now, they have not decided that they no longer care about each other. They're both just upset about what the other has done and or said. And so they stay upset. 1 day, 3 days, 12 days. And they finally come together and they agree. Hey, you know what? We both need to let this go. We need to forgive. I need to forgive you. You need to forgive me. Let's just forgive each other. And the other person agrees. And they genuinely forgive each other. You can just sense, you can see in their facial expressions, their body language, the release that takes place when they have both forgiven each other. Now, a release can take place if only one forgives and the other does not. But it's not going to be a total release. It's going to be a total, in other words, a mutual release when they both forgive, when they both extend mercy, it becomes so much easier for them to smile again. With each other, yes, but even throughout the rest of their day when they're not even with each other, it becomes so much easier to smile because they've opened up their spirits instead of closing their spirits, closing their hearts, and unforgiveness, they've opened up now to let go. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. That's a much better way to live. A much happier way to live. Let's take a look some more at nurturing our relationships when I come back.